Cary E. Burdette, he grew up here in Carlock, and in 79, his wife bought the original bank building to give us for our first library, and which was a total blessing because we wouldn't probably get started without a building.
Who was Mr. Burdette? What did he do?
He grew up here. He loved reading, and he became an Air Force career officer. And so, but he died at 59 at a very young age. And to honor him, because of his love of reading, she decided to do something in his hometown. And somehow the connection was made for her to come and give us our building. We still have the check in a frame.
Before that, Carlock had no library?
No, we had relied a little bit on the bookmobile. They came for a short time. And then the township started talking about a library and ended up, of course, we had no money. They had no money, but ended up with a room in the school for a short time. And so the community got together and fixed this building up and legally changed our name to Carlock Public Library in the Cary E. Burdette building.
We are headed toward the original part of the library, which was an old bank.
Right. Built in 1924. So anyway, we opened this up and we love it. It's looks professional. People didn't realize there was the pretty window on the front because you couldn't see it unless you were upstairs.
I was about to comment on that. It's so full of light now, and there's a lovely arched window and a lovely beveled window there that you wouldn't have noticed.
No. So it just made it so different, and we were able to move our adult materials, most of our adult materials, into here. We have a couple reading areas or places for you to sit and use your laptop. The big addition to this area too is our new history room that we're working on. We've always wanted to do something but never had room.
So is that this little room here?
It is. And, people have been donating items, newspapers, things that we could put in there. We don't want to be a museum, so we're not collecting things, but information, family information, and Carlock local history.
Well, let's take a quick look. So I see an 1888 newspaper here. Wow, that's a big broadsheet newspaper. And then we have, it looks like an Air Force uniform there.
That was Mr. Burdette's uniform.
And it seems like we can go into the old vault area here, which is a nice little, you've made into a nice little reading room, and also records are in here.
Right. We have been given all the Carlock Chronicles that go way back, I don't know how many years.
And Carlock was founded when?
1888. And they were up more on the hill, and then the railroad didn't go by there. At Oak Grove was the name of it. So they were building houses up there. Well, then the railroad decided to build down here because it was flatter. And so they brought the houses to the railroad, you might say.
And now I understand why you have the 1888 newspaper, because it talks a little bit about, I can see here, the founding of Carlock.
Right.
Well, let's take a quick look at the rest of it here, because you've expanded into the next building.
In 2000, we expanded into the old grocery store. It used to be Steve's Grocery. We all remember going there. So we went through the wall again, made a big doorway, and expanded, and then was able to put our adult fiction. And we also then finally got a nice meeting room. We didn't have one. There was nowhere to make a cup of coffee before, you know, for a meeting or anything. Really, really made a difference to have that wonderful space. With everything, I think we're around maybe 4,000, 5,000 square feet.
Let's find a spot in this big, beautiful, bright new library here and talk a little bit about your experiences. Oh, here we are in this lovely, huge meeting room. And what's kind of nice about it is that you have little tables and little chairs for little kids to have a meeting, but there's also a big people's table, too.
Well, this is where we have our preschool story hour, and then our summer reading program will be in here. The village meeting is here. The community club meets here. Just various organizations, and, of course, the library. We just didn't have a place like this before.
How would you say the purpose of rural libraries is different from that of a big city library, or even libraries in large towns like Bloomington Normal?
I think of a small town library as more of a community. And I know in Bloomington, they get to know their patrons too. But this is just different. You get to know them and their families and what's going on in their families. You know, it's more personal, I think. But in a small town library anymore, many of the things they have in a Bloomington library or Normal, people want us to have some of those things too, the technology especially. And you have to grow. If you tried to stay back the way we used to be, I don't think it would work. People want computers and printers and ebooks and all those things. And so I think you offer many, we can't offer everything that they do, but we offer many of the things just on a smaller scale.
There are people who say that libraries are antiquated now, the structure, because people can go to the internet and find anything they want that they used to look up in encyclopedias. You used to go to the library to look up things in the encyclopedias. How do you justify the existence of public libraries?
This is part of our community, and in a small town, we don't have a lot of businesses. And so it's a gathering place for one thing. But the statistics are showing that people are coming back to libraries, especially when you hear the numbers from Bloomington, their growth. And we have constant growth. Each year there's a change, you know, of growth. Even the millennials are coming back to libraries. A lot of people like the ebooks and that sort of thing. But I hear a number of people say, I still like the feel of a book in my hand. And I agree, I don't do ebooks myself.
You have been here 30 years.
32 years.
32 years.
That's all right.
Tell me about some of the experiences that you've had with people.
I will say almost every experience has been positive. Our patrons are pretty nice patrons. We don't charge for overdues, you know, and people are amazed that you don't.
Does that mean people return their books on time?
Yes, they do. They might be a day or two late, some of them, but yes. It's interesting to me now that some of the children that came in that I've seen grow up, you know, after 32 years, now they're adults. And you hear about them that they're a doctor here in town, or someone who's becoming a dentist, or working in with their father in their business. So it's amazing to me that those little children have become these things, and of course many other things. And sometimes some of them will come back and visit.
Many public libraries have characters, a cast of characters. Are there regulars here or any characters that you've met over the years?
We do. Not too many, but they each have their own little thing that they do, you know, but we enjoy them. One person we have is, he knows so much about the Carlock history. He shows you old pictures. I wish there was a way to capture the things that he knows, because it would be so valuable in our history room. I wish you could just plug into his brain and save it. Everybody has their different thing, but there are some of the older people especially that have become very dear. Some have already passed and you miss them.
What do you see as the future of public libraries?
I think there's still going to be a need. True, you don't come in to look at the encyclopedias anymore. We don't even have a set anymore. We gave them away when we started cleaning out for our remodel. But there again, we're providing a need, especially in a small community. People come in to look for jobs, you know, on the computers. And I think as long as libraries keep meeting the needs, you know, progressing, especially in technology, technology has made such a huge difference in libraries. I think as long as you meet those needs and the programming and the things that are important to people, I don't think there's going to be an issue. I think we're important.
We've been talking with Linda Spencer. She's retiring after 32 years at the Carlock Public Library. Thank you so much for talking about all this.
You're welcome, and thanks for coming to our library.
I'm Judy Valente.